Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from James chapter 3. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness, for we all stumble in many ways. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. This is the text. James says, not many of you should become teachers. But Paul says, those who are apt to teach should teach. James is simply reminding all who take the responsibility of authority that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. As Jesus says, to those who have been given much, much more will be demanded. I'll be honest that those words have given me reason to pause over the last 20 years. It's such a balancing act. We strive to always do and say everything right and be the perfect man of whom James speaks. The thing is, James doesn't really speak about the perfect man. You cannot be perfect. Perfect in everything that you say. Even if you construct your words or guard your words in such a way that you would never give offense to anyone, you still will never speak the gospel perfectly to everyone in every situation. And this word here, translated perfect, doesn't really mean perfect, or it's not the primary meaning of that word. James speaks of the complete man. The Greek word is telos, to be complete or to finish or to be finished. It's akin to what Jesus says on the cross, tetelestai, it is finished, it's accomplished, it's completed. James is not trying to tell you how to be perfect. Just eliminate that word. Generally in the Bible, when you see the word perfect, throw in complete or finished instead and see if that works better. And 99% of the time it will. You are not perfect. Your pastor is far from perfect. We are complete in Christ. We have been completed by Christ. You do not have to be perfect to be in Christ's church, or even to be a leader or a teacher within Christ's church. He has done everything for you. So even in light of what James says, do not be afraid to take positions of leadership. Yes, you will be judged with a greater strictness, but you do not have to be perfect. You are a forgiven child of God. As we induct our Sunday school teachers into their offices this morning, I will say to them, while holiness of life and obedience to Christ are expected of all members of the congregation, it is especially important that you show yourselves by word and example to be faithful to Him in service and Christian devotion. The criteria of our Sunday school staff is not that all positions are filled with perfect people. Like me, and like you, they are not perfect, and their duties are similar to that of all Christians. Be faithful to Him in service and Christian devotion. Be faithful and know that He has declared you righteous in His sight, which is why, like all Christians, these teachers also come before the Lord and confess their sins and receive absolution, and receive the grace of God through God's word, preached, proclaimed, and received under the form of bread and wine. Be faithful in Christian devotion, because it is in the means of grace and by the grace of God that you are made complete in Christ. Be faithful and know that he has declared you righteous in his sight. Now, James is specifically addressing those who had official positions within the church. But do not think that just because maybe you are not one of the people who is going to be inducted into office this morning, that this does not apply to you. If you are a father or a mother, I got news for you. You are a teacher. If you are the head of a household, if you hold any position of authority, where you have anyone who is relying upon you, you are a teacher. Even as a friend, you have the opportunity to be a teacher. Although in his letter, James is specifically talking about those who hold certain offices and have recognized authority. Regardless, as a teacher, you're not a perfect teacher. However, you are made complete in Christ, and you are forgiven. You stumble in what you say and in what you do. You will never speak the gospel perfectly in every circumstance to every person. You are forgiven. You're not a perfect husband or wife or father or mother or friend, but you are forgiven. I'm not a perfect pastor, not a perfect husband, not a perfect father. I'm not a perfect friend, but I am a forgiven child of God. And this I know because teachers throughout my days have proclaimed that good news to me, that God has declared me righteous, that he has called me his son. And I thank God daily that he judges me according to the works of his only begotten Son, rather than my works or my words, and that I am made complete in Christ, just like you are a forgiven child of God who has washed you clean through water in the Word, has made you faithful. He has filled you with his Holy Spirit. He has declared you righteous in his sight. Not because you've not stumbled, but he judges you according to what Jesus has done. It was his death that paid for that stumbling into sin. It is his rising from the tomb that has brought you life. So we look at our reality, living under the grace of God here within his church. And if all of my failures are covered, why should I stick my neck out and teach someone else? Why not just sit cozy in my faith, wrapped up in the grace of my baptism? Why not just sit and be silent and enjoy what I have? Because, you know, what we have living under the grace of God is so good. Well, we hear Isaiah say in our Old Testament reading, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary." If we take on the task of teaching the Word of God, this is a good thing, because there are weary souls desperately in need of that comfort of the gospel. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." How many do you know in your life who do not know how to deal with the weight of the world on their shoulders? Satan whispering in their ears, telling them that the burden is too much. They might as well just give up hope. How many do you know who think they would be such hypocrites if they would come and worship before the Lord? You know, "Oh, I could never go in there. Lightning would strike." You know, how often have we heard that said? Or how many times have you thought that yourself? How many do you know who are not here because they believe they're not worthy to be here? Or how many do you know who just simply have no idea what a crushing weight sin is upon them, and who just don't understand how freeing it would be to come and receive God's grace. Who comes to mind? You have the opportunity to be a teacher. Don't worry about being the perfect teacher with the perfect words. You are forgiven. Isaiah implies that one word of Scripture is enough to sustain the weary. The message is simple. You are a forgiven child of God. He's the one who washes you clean. He's the one who makes you faithful. He is the one who fills you with the Holy Spirit. He's the one who declares you righteous, and it's not because you have not stumbled. He judges you according to what Christ has done, and there is but one perfect man. He is Christ the Lord. And it was his death that paid for all of your stumbling, all of your transgressions, even the fact that you were born a child of Adam. And it is his rising from the tomb that brings you life. Teach these words so that others may come and know the joy that we have. The joy of being forgiven. The joy of being made complete in Christ. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.